3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Exfabula Radio Time, once again on Lake Effect Weekend, on another beautiful June weekend. I'm Bruce Winter. Leah Delaney is the co-founder of Milwaukee Exfabula. Every week we have stories for you based on a theme. And the theme this week is?
The theme this week is Never Say Never.
Never.
What did I just tell you?
Sorry.
I've read a couple stories today, a couple stories from our fantastic season 9, where we had a lot of fantastic partnerships all across Milwaukee. In today's stories, I brought one of them is a traveling memory, and the second one is the power of the human will and spirit. So let's start into our first story. This is our Never Say Never story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel travel writer Chelsea Lewis. And this particular event partnership was partnered with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for a special curated storytelling event titled On the Road. And here is our Never Say Never On the Road story from Chelsea Lewis.
So a lot of my trips, especially for work, I travel alone, which usually doesn't make me too nervous, although after Mia's story, I don't know, maybe I should rethink that. It does make my mother very nervous, of course, because I'm a woman and she's a mom and she'll worry about me till I'm 80 years old. But traveling alone does have its advantages. And this summer I was up in Sparta, which is in that driftless area of the state. And I was going to bike the Elroy Sparta Trail. And the Elroy Sparta Trail is kind of like the granddad of bike rail trails, rail trail bike trails in the state. And these are trails that were converted from old railroad lines. And this was the first one in the country that they did this to, and it kind of sparked this movement in Wisconsin and across the country. And what's extra cool about this trail is it goes through three old railroad tunnels because it's a hilly part of the state and trains don't like hills, and so they just burrow through the hill instead of going over it. So I'm in Sparta, and I'm going to catch a shuttle kind of to the beginning of the trail, which is about 30 miles away in Elroy. And I'm a little early for the shuttle, and I'm just putzing around in the shop, and one of the employees comes over and talks to me, and it's a little bit older gentleman, and we're making small talk and talking about where he likes to bike in the state. And he's giving me tips on the trail, and he says, okay, yeah, the third tunnel, it's very wet and dark, and make sure you have your flashlight, of course, and walk your bike through, and then when you get out, look for Tunnel Tom. And I'm like, Tunnel Tom? And he's like, yeah, it's this guy. He's got this little shack outside that he, you know, gives out. And I kind of stopped listening because I'm like, yeah, a man with a shack on the side of a bike trail, I'm not stopping there. Yeah, like, I like to meet new people, especially as a journalist. I like to hear new stories, but I'm not stopping for a strange man on the side of a bike trail. So I say goodbye and thank you, and I get on my bike and start biking this beautiful trail, and it's a great ride. I think it was a sunny, beautiful day. I get to the third tunnel, and it's creepy, as he promised. And I get through to the other side, and I'm kind of taking some photos. And then I turn, and a man is approaching me. And it takes me a little bit. Oh, it's Hank from the bike shop who had told me about Tunnel Tom. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, he must have biked back to meet me, which is nice and a little creepy, too. And he comes over and asks me how my ride was. And then he says, yeah, you know, I can bike back with you. I'm like, okay, that'll actually be nice. And then he's like, and I can introduce you to Tunnel Tom. I said, oh, okay, great. Now there's two men and me. Perfect. So we walk up the trail, and there's kind of a clearing and a house and this long line of chairs and a gentleman sitting in the chairs and then this homemade shack with ice-cold water and ice cream. And Tunnel Tom kind of ambles over, and Hank introduces me, and before I know it, I have an ice cream sandwich in my hand and a water bottle, and I just bike 20 miles, so of course I'm eating them without even thinking. And turns out Tunnel Tom actually is a very interesting guy. He actually grew up right next to this trail. He lived there his entire life, and he lived there when it was a railroad line and trains still came through. So he told me some awesome stories about living along this railroad line and one time how he was sitting in his dining room as a boy, and his mom just screams, run, run! And being kids, they don't run, of course. They look out the window, and there's a helicopter coming right for their house. They lived close to Fort McCoy, and a helicopter was going to crash. So they run out of the house. Thankfully, it just crashes on the railroad line. But now there's a train coming. So Tom and his brother run up to the tunnel and they flag down the conductor, and the conductor leans out the window and says, you know, boys, it's a federal crime to stop a train. And all of a sudden we're in a Western and Clint Eastwood is there. I don't know. But so Tom just had so many interesting stories like this. And I don't, if I had not been by myself, I probably wouldn't have met Hank in that bike shop. I definitely wouldn't have stopped for the ice cream shack on the side of the road. And I think that so often we're so obsessed with getting from point A to point B that we miss the Tunnel Toms in between. You got to jump and run. You got to hide, hide, hide. The old man is down the road. You got the voices speaking riddle. You got the eyes black as coal. You got
And that was Chelsea Lewis's story. She writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Travel and Wisconsin Trail section.
Sounds like a perfect job for her as a travel writer. Mm-hmm. I can really relate to the fact what she said there at the end. If you people are so obsessed with getting to where they're going,
right. They
miss what's along the way. That's why I don't like to fly anywhere unless I really have to.
Oh, a lot of stuff happens on a flight. If you keep your eyes open to that.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm talking about you drive all the way
sure. There.
Yeah. You see everything between from where you are to where you're going. And that's part of the trip, man. Just to fly somewhere and you're there. That's
me snapping. I totally agree with you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, life is happening when someone's not looking or
something like that. Yes. Yeah. But I like to see everything along the way.
Yes. So that's a great way to live for sure.
I'm with you, Chelsea.
So we're going to move it along to our next Never Say Never story. This story was told at our Story Slam themed work, and it was in partnership with the Hispanic Professionals of Greater Milwaukee, the Hmong Young Professionals, Social K, the Working Lives Project, and the Wisconsin Humanities Council. A whole bunch of partners there. Let's listen to Serena Beecher's story.
My work story is about a place. A place that unexpectedly launched my career. In 2003, following my high school graduation, I found out I was pregnant. My parents were in the middle of relocating to North Carolina, and growing up in Port Washington, a charming, judgmental little lake town, I hightailed it down south with my boyfriend. A few weeks later, my parents decided that if I was grown enough to have a baby, I should have my own apartment. So I moved, and I got a job. My first job out of high school was a waitress at the Texas Steakhouse. It was in Lumberton, North Carolina. Lumberton lives in infamy. It is the place where Michael Jordan's father was murdered. Per capita income is around $15,500. It's also notorious for an ongoing FBI investigation that put 16 sheriff's deputies and the former sheriff in prison. It's a drug hub halfway between Miami and New York. I left the comforts of Ozaukee County, where I was nicknamed Hillary Banks, for a place that was known by local anthropologists as the Lost Colony. I was 6'7", 8", and nearly 9 months pregnant, pulling double shifts at the Texas Steakhouse. I had a couple spend their entire dinner trying to convince me to give up my baby to them. My car broke down in the parking lot. A few days later, my boyfriend's car broke down too in the parking lot. So they used to answer the phone. Hey, this is a Texas Steakhouse and Serena's used car lot. How can I help you? I could never refill the sweet tea drinks fast enough. and my life was it was pretty hard. I gave birth to my son on February 23rd, 2004, Southeastern Regional Hospital. My boyfriend and I split up after about 6 months. He came back to Mequon. I continued waitressing, and I enrolled in community college. When I started school in my first week, everybody went around the room and said what they wanted to be. I always wanted to be a journalist. Teacher pulled me aside after class, and she said, "Serena, you're a single mom. You'll never be a journalist." She said that I should maybe try healthcare or something like that. In 2006, I returned to Wisconsin and I enrolled at MATC. I landed on the college newspaper and I became the opinions editor, their editor-in-chief. Proudly, 2 years later, I graduated and I walked across the stage. A week later, I found out I didn't graduate. I had failed math. I was broke, I was tired, and I called my parents and said, "I need to come home." I packed up my car with everything that I could fit, and me and my son moved back to North Carolina. A few weeks later, I took my stack of MATC newspapers with full issues, and I went around to editors. I did not want to be a waitress. I wanted to be a reporter. I finally got a call from an editor who said, "I want you to come see me." I came and saw him. I spread out the newspaper on his desk to show him my center feature, and he gave me a job. I became the crime reporter in Robeson County, the highest crime-ridden county in North Carolina, and it was in Lumberton, North Carolina. On the second day of my job, I interviewed Senator Elizabeth Dole at Southeastern Regional Hospital, where I had my son 4 years prior. 2 weeks into my new job, I got an email. It said, "Why haven't you signed up for your classes?" It was from Marquette University. When I had moved, they sent my acceptance package to my old address. So a year later, after filing 700 and something stories, working 18 hours a day, literally crying over my articles because my editor was ruthless, I returned to Wisconsin and I went to Marquette University, where I graduated with honors in 2012. Thank you. I have been a published writer for 11 years. My son is going into high school next year. Can't believe it. He showed me his chin hair this evening. But Lumberton taught me this. It taught me work ethic. It taught me to never give up. And it taught me that everybody has a story. And in the meantime, I'm working for a PR agency, and I'm plucking away at my novel, Blue Hydrangea, which is set in nowhere else but Lumberton, North Carolina. Never say never. Thank you.
And that was Serena Beecher's story told at our Work Story Slam.
A lot of us do all kinds of work before we find the job and the profession we really want to. I mean, I washed trucks for a while.
We'll talk about that later.
And here I am sitting at a radio console.
Yeah. So, yes, Serena Beecher, congratulations to you. You know, we have a couple of things happening with Exfabula over the summertime. We have a very secret event that's coming up that we will divulge the information to you eventually. But we also have our season 10 themes that we need to start thinking about. And we are going to give the listening audience an opportunity to jump online in July and vote for their favorite themes, of which we will have our season 10 story slams.
I have a couple of ideas. I'm going to submit them at your website for Story Slam ideas.
Well, you better. You might want to email me.
You betcha I will.
Yeah. I believe that one of the themes will be trucks.
Well, maybe a theme of what the...
Yeah. That's not bad, actually.
All right. Anything you want to know, Exfabula, is at your website.
Exfabula.org.
And if you want to hear these stories again, share them with friends. It's at WUWM.com. We're here every weekend during Lake Effect Weekend, and we'll be back next week.